What's up? I got episode 341 of the PS4 Blackcast. I am JCM. With us this week is Miss Sayat.
Hello.
And Isley is probably sleeping, I guess. I don't know.
Passed the fuck out.
Yeah, he staying up too long last night listening to voice memos on Bumble or something. I don't know. But yeah, here we are. We were off last week because the holiday... was it? No, there's no news that people were busy. That's what it was. But also, it was a holiday time, so... but yeah, there's a little bit of news. We'll jump right into it. Nothing as far as new releases, I don't believe. At least I didn't see anything that stood out. But there was a leak on the PSN for a Resident Evil 3 remake. The key art went online. So that was on the store. People got it. It was quickly taken down, of course, so we're assuming that announcement's going to come out soon. But it shows the Nemesis and Jill and... oh man, I'm totally blank on the other guy's name. Rodriguez? I forget the mercenary. but you can see it online. That'll be happening. And then there was a Jeff Keighley. Of course, we have the Game Awards coming up this coming week. And he had talked about how we won't see anything from Resident Evil 3 at the Game Awards. But he did say that there are around 10 new games/projects being revealed that no one's heard about yet. So nothing that's been leaked so far as like Resident Evil and other things is going to be at the Game Awards. But I think there was something like the day after where someone talked. I forget what it was. It wasn't anything like that stood out like, Bloodborne 2 or, something crazy. It's something small. But that could be part of the game reveals that are going to be there. So looking forward to that. That's on, I think Thursday. I have to check the date again. Let's see if they have it in this article. They don't have it in this article, but... oh, it's on December 12th. So the 12th is... as I look at my calendar, exciting podcast here. Yeah, it's this Thursday. And then we also have a State of Play was announced by Sony. That'll be live next week as well. It'll be on the 10th, which is Tuesday, at 6 a.m. Pacific. It'll be around 20 minutes long. You can expect new game reveals, release date announcements, gameplay footage, and updates from the PlayStation Worldwide Studios. And they say some more surprises. They did say there will be no PS5 stuff there. So, don't expect any of that. We also got the release date for Persona 5 Royal out in the West. It'll be coming out March 31st, 2020. Wait, hold on. Is this the leaked one? Nope. it was leaked on Amazon, and then it was officially revealed that, yeah, that's the date. So, you can go ahead and... There's a bunch of collector's editions for it. I think they're similar to the original, but... And, of course, that's going to add a new character. Not a playable character, but someone to join the team. And then a whole new palace, I believe, as well as a new point of interest in Japan to go visit. And... they did say something about like reworked, like tweaked boss fights. So I guess maybe some boss fights that were kind of like, just meh, are going to be tweaked a bit to be a little more fun or something. But, I look forward to playing that again. Cause I figure I'll probably save it, wait to get it until after I finish like Doom and all the big games that come out in that time. And then hopefully get to it before, maybe I'll get to it before Last of Us 2 comes out. I don't know. We'll see. There's a lot of stuff coming out in Q1,
there's Q2. A lot of shit coming out in March, so.
Yeah, it'll be nuts. And then of course, April and May and everything. But yeah, I do look forward to playing it again, because I did like Persona a lot, and I wouldn't mind going through it. Maybe just put it on like a easy, I mean, I kind of did that at the end of the last game where I was playing on, I think I was playing on hard. And then at the end, it's just like, I was like, all right, I got to get done with this game. So I'm just going to drop it down to easy and then just burn through it. And that was totally fine because I did tons of the palaces up to that point. But yeah, I still had a lot of fun playing that game. That's what it was. It was the totally blanking on what the alternate universe dungeon crawl area was. I'm blanking on the name. But like that area like drove me crazy because you had to grind it like crazy at the end. And I was like, I do not want to do this. But yeah, I do look forward to playing the rest of it and seeing the new stuff. And then there will be a patch coming out for Death Stranding, which will allow you to delete vehicles, because apparently that's becoming a big problem, especially for the cosplay person. And they're, because they're like in this little crevice in the ground. And I do remember seeing a truck down there at one point. but I was able to get around just fine. But apparently people are also griefing with vehicles in that game, where they're just abandoning vehicles.
Road and stuff like that.
The road's the worst. Like I saw that, but I just like, yeah, whatever. It's a, you know, I just, there's plenty of space. Oftentimes I would just push him off with my truck. I'd be like, get this bike out of here. Get this truck out of here. Like, but it wasn't like obnoxious. It was just like, why are people leaving bikes on these highways?
Yeah, like of all the places you need to abandon your vehicle, you don't need to abandon it on the road.
Yeah, it's like, I don't get it. But they will allow you to delete them, just like you can, you know, player objects. So that's really cool. They're also going to improve the visibility of the Odra deck, which is something I don't know how didn't get past QA testing.
Right? I can never fucking see that thing, even when I switch the camera around. I'm like, the camera's like pointed down looking at him. I'm not actually looking around.
Yeah, if I luckily I never had any issue as long as I moved the camera on the left side of Sam. But if I had a big stack that required me to do that, if there was a BT that was on my right, then the Odra deck would clip into the packages I was carrying. Mm-hmm. And then there'd be a problem. But I figured, okay, as long as I can still hear him and how fast he's spinning, and you know, and spam the, you know, the BT sensor thing, usually I was fine. But it was just, it annoyed me because I always like to play over the right shoulder in games, probably because I'm right-handed. I don't know if that's why. But yeah, just requiring to do that with the Odra deck was, man, how did this? It's like, now I feel if I'm going to go through a BT area, like I want as little packages as possible. So I can at least see my Odra deck from every side.
Yeah, if you had like anything on your back, it was almost completely obscured. You had to switch the camera around, which is like, it's good that they put that in there, that you could switch the camera around, because otherwise it would be totally impossible to see it. But yeah. Like, if you have like a lot of packages, or if it's in like a weirdly terrained area or anything like that, I feel like I would switch the camera to the other shoulder, and then I had the camera like pointed at Sam and the Odra deck to see mm-hmm. where it was like pointing. I wasn't actually like just like having the camera looking around.
Right. Yeah. And I think they're also doing, I think this patch is also going to have the font size increase ability added. I'm not sure. Hideo tweeted out a video on Twitter that shows like these updates. You can see the Odra deck in action. You can see them delete anything. And the font is bigger, but it's not like in-game font. They just match the font of the game for the video, like view Odra deck through back-mounted cargo. And then, so, but I think that's supposed to be coming soon as well. So we'll see about that. And then, yeah, I think that's basically it. There was something else, but I couldn't find it because it wasn't on Twinfinite. But browsing through IGN is just, especially for old articles, because you can't, like, I like Twinfinite because you can just sort by, I want only Xbox, only PS4, only PC, you know, all that stuff. IGN used to be okay that way, but when you sort by PS4, or just by PlayStation, you still get things like deals, like the dailies, like the first article, I sorted by PlayStation, and the first article is daily deals on buying a Switch, credits, Xbox, X deals, Pikachu plushie, and more. And then it's like the best action games 20, and it's their nomination because it's the end of the year. And like, I don't want that. I just want PlayStation stuff. And it make it like, upgrade your living room with this 4K TV for gaming. It's like, yeah, it's gaming related, but it's not PS4 specific. Just keep that on the main page or like a deals page. I don't know. I've been, like, if I don't see the article right away, like browsing their site's kind of annoying. But Twinfinite, I like theirs. They do use a lot of CPU, and I don't know why. I think it's because every one of the pages kind of opens up a little video sometimes. But yeah, I do like Twinfinite for just sorting out news. But yeah, that's basically it for the big stuff. There also was a Game Informer did a 25 years of PlayStation because it was the 25th anniversary of PlayStation, and Sony also got into the Guinness Book of World Records. What the hell am I, Elmer Fudd?
Guinness Book of World Records.
For being the most selling brand console, something like that. 400 million units total across mm-hmm. all their stuff. But yeah, Game Informer did this article. They had this awesome cover art, which you can buy as just a poster. And they sell like a, you know, it's decent priced. I want the big one. It's like, I think it's like 27 inches by 37 inches. It's like $100, but it's like, it's such good looking art. And I wish I can find it because I want to see they call the material that it's used on, I've never heard of. Let's see if I can pine this up. Yeah, if you go to just go to their website, Game Informer, you can see it. And you can buy it. Where is it? Where's the buy link here? Oh, I can't find the buy link off this thing. But yeah, it's a really nice piece. I really want it just because it looks so good. It's also funny because it has like, it's got like Kratos front and center. There's Cloud, there's Tifa, there's Aloy, there's Crash, there's Ratchet, Nathan Drake's at the bottom. Then on the outskirts, they got like, there's also, you can see like Ellie. She's in there too. I think maybe someone else. But then it's got like it's got Clank, and then it's got the Astrobot. It's got Sackboy, and on the left, it's got the cat. I totally forget the cat's name. Like some Japanese franchise. But it looks really funny because it's like the art style for the cat like doesn't mesh in that well with everything else. It just looks funny. But yeah, it's a really nice looking cover piece. I like it a lot. But they did an article called The First 25 Years of PlayStation. And it's got interviews going through the entire life cycle of conception through PlayStation 1, PlayStation 2. And they talked to people like Kazunori Yamauchi, the representative director and president of Polyphony Digital. They talked to Andrew House, of course, former president and CEO of Sony Interactive Entertainment. They talked to Ken Kutaragi, the former honorary chairman of Sony Computer Entertainment. They talked to Shuhei Yoshida. They talked to Eric Lempel. He was head of global marketing. Evan Wells, president of Naughty Dog, of course. Jim Ryan, president and CEO. Mark Cerny. They just asked him a bunch of stuff. Ted Price is in there talking about things. And it's just, I started reading some of it, like the initial concept stuff part of it. But it's like, it's a free article. They put it up online. You can look at it because you don't have to, you know, subscribe to their digital version or get the magazine. But it's a long article just covering the entire history of PlayStation. It's really cool to see, have all these different people talk about just working with PlayStation throughout the years. I think it's really cool. So yeah, definitely check out that article if you want to see the history of PlayStation stuff. But yeah, we'll go ahead and just jump into what we've been playing. I was hoping Izzy might hop on, but we know he's just playing Dragon's Dogma. But yeah. So yeah, what have you been playing any more Death Stranding?
Not really. Like, kind of picking away at it every now and then. But I had a lot of days off the last couple weeks and surprisingly didn't have any free time because just doing other shit and holiday shit and all that other crap. Mm-hmm. So I've been just kind of slowly picking away at it while I'm still playing other stuff, still playing Pokemon a little bit, Final Fantasy 14 a bit. We started playing Stardew Valley again because they did a big update over Thanksgiving weekend. I updated No Man's Sky with the intention of playing it and never got around to that. So hoping that since it's going to be really dead at work, I can get through my Switch game backlog a little bit so that when I come home, I have nothing to do but play my console and PC games. So just need a lot of catch-up time, which is good because next few months there's not a whole lot coming out. I don't think that we're necessarily interested in getting right away, so I have until March to get totally caught up on everything.
Was there a big update to No Man's Sky that you were downloading?
Yeah, they added, I think it's called the Synthesis update or something like that. They just added a bunch of quality of life stuff and then a new like ship upgrade system. And I kind of wanted to just go in and peek around and see what was going on. And they do all of these like community events now too, centered around like the new hubs that they have. So I kind of just wanted to go in and like I said, poke around and see what's new and if it can, you know, suck me in again, but I know that it probably will, so I kind of have to just pick away at it just like I'm picking away at everything else.
Oh, interesting. I didn't see anything about an update. That's, when did it come out?
Black Friday, I think, or maybe that weekend.
Weird. I guess I didn't see any news. No one talked about it. I guess maybe it was either a stealth update or just, I don't know. That's weird. Yeah.
The only place I really saw talking about it was I follow Sean Murray and the Hello Games Twitters. Mm-hmm. So like, obviously they were just kind of retweeting each other and talking about it that whole weekend, but that's really kind of the only place I saw it majorly talked about. So I don't know if a lot of places gave it a lot of extensive coverage or anything, or just kind of like, hey, this got updated just so you know.
Interesting. That's cool. Yeah, it's cool to see that the game still gets updates.
Yeah, they still get good updates too. They're really like adamant about listening to the community and giving people things that actually help and are interesting. So it's really good.
Yeah, I haven't, let's see, I haven't played anything new. I got Minecraft just because I've been watching this, group going back and watching the old videos when they were playing through it. And, it was just really funny. And I'd been thinking like, oh, it'd be kind of funny just to go in and not know anything and just play it. And so, yeah, I downloaded that, played that. Then my cousin ended up downloading it, and now he's playing it. Of course, he knows more about Minecraft. Like, I know a lot about it, like, but maybe not necessarily the process and steps you need to go through one by one to, you know, make it through survival mode. But I know a lot of things, like making a nether portal, going to the nether and the ender dragon. Mm-hmm. I don't necessarily know initially how to get to the ender dragon, but I know, like, the portal is, like, a big step. So we're playing, and I'm just trying to figure out, you know, make some shit and yada yada, go slow. And then, like, he's going off in this big old mine. He's like, oh, I got some diamond. I got this. He goes, oh, I need obsidian. And the next thing, no, I'm I'm off exploring. I come back, and there's just this fucking nether portal on top of our base. And I'm like, this guy, like, power. He's like, oh, yeah, I also got tons of iron ore in there. Man, feel free to make some armor. And I got this. I'm like, I don't want to be power leveled through Minecraft. I just want to run around and goof around. And then, but that game does have, like everyone talked about, like I hear, like, typically hear it mostly from the RT podcast because they're the ones who played it, especially back when it first was in pre-release. Bernie was playing it a lot. And, you know, Jeff and Gavin, of course, they had their entire series in Minecraft once it came to Xbox. But just the emergent stories that can come out. Like, I was in an area just mining, and, like, all of a sudden I hear this sound that sounded like running water or pouring sand. I was like, and I'm like, I'm digging through this cave, so it's kind of dark, and I'm making my own path in this mine. And I'm like, what the hell is that sound? And I realize it's a fuse sound. And then I'm like, oh no! And then it just boom! It's like JCM was killed by a creeper. And I was like, oh no, damn it! This motherfucker came out from nowhere, just blocked me in and killed me.
You got a drop creeper. That's such a rite of passage for Minecraft.
Yeah, and then I didn't know that the Speedermans could be on the ceiling. So I'm like going through, and there's a bat. I'm like, oh, there's a bat. And all of a sudden there's like Speedermans up on the ceiling. I'm like, well, that's not good. And I go like, what the hell? Like, that made me panic. I'm like, God. But, and then the fucking berry bushes, man, with the thorns. I walk into those all the time, and I don't know that. I'm like, goddamn bushes. And they actually slow you down to like 0.1 walking speed. So you're just taking thorn damage. And I'm like, I hate these bushes. But, yeah, it annoys me, though, because, like, when I watch the group play, like, they're playing some, you know, mod that someone created where it's, like, you go in and you have a book and you have, like, a quest, and it looked really cool. I was like, okay, it's, like, you have an objective in this, I think it's called, like, Thaumcraft or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, that's really cool. Of course, they don't have that, but there is the objective in survival mode. And then 1.4, so, like, the PS4 version is the only one that's still getting updates because it wasn't made by... oh my gosh, I'm totally blanking on the studio.
Mojang.
Yeah, it wasn't made by them. It was ported by someone else. So this other studio is still updating the PS4 version. But the one thing I like in the Thaumcraft mod on PC is that when you look at something, it tells you what it is. Like in the top right. Like it's like, oh, it's cobblestone, it's a tree, you know, it's what, like, yeah. It tells you what it is. I don't like that because I don't know what stuff is in Minecraft, so I'm like running around, I'm like, oh, what's this? Like, oh, it's just coal. And I'm like, I passed up a ton of iron initially because I had no idea what iron looks like, and it's just like, until I get it and mine it once and the game tells me this is iron, mm-hmm. It's like, then I don't know, and I never know elsewhere. I was like, I just pick up something, like, I just have to go to my inventory, like, was that cobblestone? No, it was diorite. Okay, but yeah, it's there's Sizzly. But yeah, it's interesting. It's kind of fun to play, like I said, with another person just to screw around. Don't know how much I'll keep going. I did hop back into Apex finally. Luckily, first game I got back in was a win, which was fun.
a good motivation boost.
Yeah, so she's like, since I hadn't played in 6 weeks, I'm like, yeah. Oh, still got it. But yeah, it's fun. I started the first chapter of the Atlantis DLC for Odyssey. But yeah, I'd only done a little bit of it. Like I was kind of focusing on taking out like this one region, taking out as Persephone's influence on that zone. And then the one thing that kind of annoyed me was I didn't realize that killing the statues was a way to do it. So I was like, well, I knew it was there, but I didn't think it would be mandatory because the game tells you, it doesn't tell you, like, you have to do it. Like, because I got her control down super low. And I thought, like, oh, okay, that's it. You know, I also already killed the, you know, essentially the leader of that area earlier because I found them. But I'm like, how do I get it to zero? And because I'm used to the main game, we just get it low and then you start the war. And you do the war and whichever side wins gets that region. You never actually take it to zero. But yeah, then I finally found, I just had to run around and see if I missed any of the statues, and I missed a couple and I found them. And then it's like, all right, now you've completely liberated this area. I'm like, man, I wish it was a little easier to find these statues, especially if I miss them. But yeah. But yeah, that's basically all I've been playing. I need to get back into Death Stranding. I want to platinum that really, really bad. And then I need to play the other scenarios in Frostpunk. But I figure at least with the lull of December and the beginning of January, I can probably play a little more Minecraft, hop back in, chip away at the Assassin's Creed DLC, because I definitely want to get that done because it seems like it's got a lot of First Civilization lore in it. But yeah, other than that, I haven't played. I tried replaying Metro Exodus, but I still can't get over the fact that I wish the game had a higher frame rate, because it's plus the motion blur. I wish there was a setting for that because I want to turn it down. It's got a little too much, and the sensitivity doesn't get as high as I want it to get, so it feels kind of sluggish. And I was like, I can't do it. I feel like I have that. It's like that same issue I had with What Remains of Edith Finch, right? I couldn't play that because, like, the game was a little too slow and a lot of motion blur. It just really got to me. I was like, I can't play this game. It's got too much motion blur. But I don't know. Maybe it'll be a PS5 patch for it at some point, and then it'll play a little better. But, yeah, that's all I've been playing. Anyways, damn, this is a short episode. I think it's the shortest one we've ever done. It's only, like, 23 minutes. I mean, got through the news super quick, and then I guess we both haven't really been playing much, so
not a lot going on until Thursday anyway.
Yeah, at least we'll have next week, we'll have both the state of play and all the trailers from the Game Awards. So that'd be good. So next week's episode will be much meatier, and then hopefully Izzy will also be there. I know he just got our messages now, but we're already wrapped up. Anyways, all right, well, that'll do it for this short episode. So thank you all for tuning in. Thank you, Zaya, for joining. And we will see you all next time.
Bye.